What is my role as a support worker? Now that you understand the basics of being a personal support worker, it is essential to understand the duties of a support worker. Providing mental assistance. Every person is different and has different needs and abilities. The role of a support worker is to assess those needs and abilities, propose a person-centered treatment plan, and provide assistance. What does the role of a support worker entail? Some people need emotional support. Others may need assistance while coping with learning difficulties. Some people have challenges with social relations. A care worker has to assist different people so they can use their potential and improve their quality of life. Creating family bonds. Some people may have communication and relationship challenges with family or community members. As a support worker, you help them improve their communication with others and establish strong relationships. Emotional assistance. Emotional assistance is an essential aspect of being a support worker. Therefore, one of the critical skills of a support worker is active listening. Physical assistance. There are situations where a support worker must provide physical assistance when providing care. Usually, that assistance is with activities, such as performing house chores, shopping, walks around the house, etc. Physical assistance should help people live as independently as possible. Old woman training with physiotherapist using dumbbells at home. Therapist assisting senior woman with exercises in nursing home. Elderly patient using dumbbells with outstretched arms in a physical therapy session in clinic. Teaching them independence. One of the aims of being a support worker is to help people become independent and handle things independently. You need to teach them skills that will facilitate their improvement and participation in the community. Skills like finance management, risk management, and others can be helpful for a support worker. Benefits of being a support worker. There are several benefits you earn from being a support worker. Some of them are explained below. Satisfaction and joy of service. It is said that performing jobs you are passionate about gives you a lot of joy and life satisfaction. As a support worker, you will provide value and impact people's lives. Indeed, you will feel happy every day because you are giving the service. Job flexibility. Being a support worker allows you to personalize your work periods, depending on your schedule or preference. You can choose to work based on your commitments or strict shifts. Career development. While working as a care worker, your career is always at the receiving end. The job helps you build skills and a lifestyle fitting into other jobs and occupations. While you earn more qualifications, you can gain higher positions. Employment security. There is an increased need for support workers, meaning you can always be employed. This aspect of health service is growing in significance daily so that you can be part of the industry longer. Self-improvement. A support worker has many opportunities for self-improvement. Your job experiences help your decisions and vital areas of your life. During the work and while improving the relationship with supported individuals, support workers gain many personal skills necessary for everyday living. Old woman training with physiotherapist using dumbbells at home. Therapist assisting senior woman with exercises in nursing home. Elderly patient using dumbbells with outstretched arms in a physical therapy session in clinic. Challenges associated with being a support worker. There are specific challenges associated with the role of a support worker. Some of them are mentioned below. Coping with grief and loss. Respecting professional and personal boundaries is part of the duties and responsibilities of support workers. However, support workers still build close and emotional relations with someone who needs support and care. Often support workers experience grief and loss. Irregular work hours. It is almost inevitable to have irregularities in your shift periods. Conditions like staff unavailability or staff shortage can emerge and cause you to work beyond your stipulated periods. Sometimes, emergencies can arise, and you are the only person available to handle the situation. Do I need grades to be a support worker? A support worker must have some qualifications and additional certificates. A support worker needs particular abilities to be supportive and helpful to people. Previous experience in the healthcare sector can benefit the role. Pointers to determine if being a support worker is for you. Specific qualities will determine if one is fit for the support worker role. They are explained below. If your family, friends, or other people always turn to you for advice, and you always want to help, you can consider being a support worker. If you are patient and have good listening qualities, you might be the support worker many people need. Do you enjoy performing chores for other people? If yes, you can be a good support worker. If you are always concerned about helping people live independent lives, you have the quality of a support worker.